Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Thank you for joining me on a new day, in a new week, in a new month. This is June 1st. And we return today to our discussion on grace as we go on reflecting in Romans chapter 1 here at verse 5. Grace. This is a very important word and one that we have defined as follows. Grace is God's favor done out of the spontaneous generosity of God's heart of love with no expectation in return. Let me repeat this. The more you hear it, the more your mind will capture it. Grace is God's favor done out of the spontaneous generosity of God's heart of love with no expectation in return. This week, I want you to see the context in which the Apostle Paul speaks of the grace of God in Romans 1, verse 5. Here is how the end of Romans 1, verse 4, and then verse 5 reads, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship. This grace certainly does speak of how God saves us from our sins. It is by God's grace alone that we are redeemed from all our sin, our unrighteousness, and our iniquity. God accepts us and receives us because he has extended to us his grace. Not because we merit grace or deserve the grace, but rather because God is generous to us with a big heart of love. God is holy. He knows we are unholy. So the only way to bridge this monumental gap between him and us will be if God is gracious to us. And of course, his grace comes to us in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, as Romans 1 verse 4 says. So we can say that the grace Paul refers to in verse 5 is saving from sin grace. I think immediately of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. This is a verse we all must know and believe as true for ourselves. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. Notice that it is God's grace that saves us through the faith God gives us to believe in Jesus Christ. Being saved from sin is not something we do. Paul says in Ephesians, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Being saved, rescued, delivered from our sin is always something God does by his grace. It is the unmerited favor of God, the grace of God that is our way out of our sinful lifestyles. And if you know anything at all about the Apostle Paul, then you know the grace of God dominated the life of Paul from the moment Jesus Christ met him on the road to the city of Damascus in Acts chapter 9, all the way through the death of the Apostle in Rome. Paul lived by the grace of God, just like every one of us Christians also live by the grace of God in our lives at present. What was true for Paul is true for all genuine Christians. God's grace. We cannot live without the grace of God in our lives. But there is more to how Paul applies grace in this verse, and we'll talk about that on the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.